approve the minutes?
So moved.
Are there any amendments to the minutes?
Madam Chair.
Board Member Erickson?
I do have a couple amendments that I would like to make to the minutes. On page 2, the paragraph that begins with Mr. Costello further explained that after that first sentence, it stated that Board Member Hansen shared concern about meeting in executive session to discuss why they should not go through with the hearing and that it not being a part of the official record. And I believe what I said was that I stated I was concerned that there would not be a record if there was an appeal. And also, I felt that a hearing was required to determine if Ms. St. Germain had a reason for convening a second review board, assuming that she had the authority to do so. So I wanted to make
Can you make those corrections?
Okay. And then I had just one other change. And then the next paragraph is stated, Board Member Hansen added to the motion that hearsay added to the weight of the evidence should be admitted. And what I said, what I believe I said was that hearsay should be admitted, but the fact that it was that it's hearsay would go to the weight of the evidence that would be considered by the board. In other words, the board would take notice of the fact that the evidence was hearsay and not direct testimony from someone during the hearing, and therefore it's that kind of evidence would not be as credible. I don't know if I explained it to that degree, but
we'll accept.
But that along those lines.
Is there anything else?
Oh, I have nothing further.
Okay. And I'm sorry about Erickson, Mr. Hansen.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
Okay. I thought that was a new guy.
It was suddenly. With no other business amendments or deletions, all those in favor accepting the minutes as presented with the amendments signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Should I wait for your corrected copy before I sign anything?
Yes.
Thank you. Communications for information.
I just would like to share with the board that I received an email yesterday at 2:37 p.m. from Lieutenant Edward Gregory of the Tacoma Fire Department regarding the appeal hearing held on July 19th, which was received too late to include in your agenda packets for this evening.
And it will be included in next month's packet.
Is that how you?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Or you could read it to us now.
Is it long? Let's just include it.
Just include it, please. Okay.
It's not a request for an appeal or something, is it?
There's no basis.
Yeah, okay. Never mind.
Okay, moving on to the next item before us, actions on matters still pending, new business, discussion of conclusions of law and findings of fact in the appeal of Lieutenant Aaron Sandusky and Lieutenant Sean O'Brien. Does a board member have any changes?
Madam Chair.
Board Member Hansen.
I do have a couple of small changes. At least I consider them to be small. Otherwise, I think that our council did a very good job putting this together for us. And if you go to page 5, line 6, it states that the board also recognizes the human resources directors also had the authority to appoint a review board of qualified experts to review challenges to a written examination and make recommendations to the director, and that her concurrence with the panel's findings are generally considered final. I would delete that word generally and have it read that her concurrence with the panel's findings are considered final under TMC 1.24.520E.
That's pretty much exactly what it says.
And then item 6, line 12 on page 5, I would delete the last phrase of that sentence because the code does not specifically address the issue.
Okay.
Good. Are there any other discussion by the board members? Hearing none, can I hear a motion to approve the findings of facts and conclusions of law and decision with the amendments?
Well, Madam Chair, there's, and I don't know if we're at the stage where we could take comments from the audience, but I believe the gentleman would like to.
Lieutenant Chief Reinhardt, Combe Fire Department. There's a letter that that was going to be tabled until the next month's meeting. Mr. X is here. He was never notified of the Civil Service Board review hearing, and he has a statement that he would like to address, and I'm not sure if this is proper.
We have number 8 on the agenda is comments by the public. So I'd feel like that would be the appropriate time for him to speak to us. I did know he might be here, and so I was expecting to hear from him. So thank you for that.
I'll make the changes. If there are no further ones, then we can send it to Wendy. Then the board can formally sign it at the next meeting. They would, the findings would take effect if there are no further changes.
Good enough.
Do we need a motion?
To what?
To accept the changes with the amended language.
So moved.
Second.
And it's been seconded. It's been moved and seconded with the changes. And we will act on this at the next meeting and sign it.
And I'll, in accordance with the rules, I'll also provide copies to the council for the parties 3 days before the next meeting. So they'll have that.
You're getting all this, Wendy?
Thank
you. Moving on. Next item of business, considerations of matters set for public hearing.
None this evening.
Civil Service Coordinator report.
None this evening.
How was your vacation?
Fine, thank you.
Human resource report and request.
Thank you, Chair Summers and members of the Civil Service Board. I have 4 reports of actions that I've taken to report and 2 items for action, for your action this evening. I approved a request to extend a probational list extension for lead water meter repair worker, a 1-year extension. This is, was established July 29th, 2015, and I extended that until it actually expires July 29th, 2016, so I approved the extension for 1 year. There were 3 people originally on the list, 2 City of Tacoma residents. One was hired from the list who was a City of Tacoma resident. The second promotional list extension request that I granted was for a water control station operator. It was a 1-year extension, and there were 8 people on the list originally, 4 City of Tacoma residents, and there are still 8 people on the list for City of Tacoma residents. The third item, I did approve the list abolishment request for a senior center van driver. There were 2 people originally on the list, 1 City of Tacoma resident, and 1 person was hired from the list.
And you are not expecting any more hires?
Yes,
in
no,
this
not,
area?
Yes, thank not you. At this time. And then I did approve a list abolishment request for an IT analyst senior technical, and this list was established in August 2015. There were 7 individuals on the list originally, 1 City of Tacoma resident, and 1 person was hired from the list. So I do have 2 action items for you, and I have Audrey Hornbuckle, who's the human resource analyst, that will provide the request for you, and it's a waiver of competitive examination for 2 IT analysts.
Madam Chair.
Board member, what is your name? Sexton.
Thank you. I move that we grant the city's request for a waiver of competitive examination, IT analyst Robert Kinzel, and also IT analyst Michael Sparkman.
It's been moved to grant the request. Do I hear a second?
Second.
I hear a second. Are there other questions from the board member? Board Member Hansen.
I think we just kind of took the wind out of their sails over there, but we appreciate the time and effort that you put into your presentation that you're not going to be able to give, unless you want to give it anyway.
Well, I don't mind talking about how wonderful these staff members are and thanking you all for your approval. Here with us this evening are Robert Kinzel and Michael Spartan from the City of Tacoma, as well as our supervisor, Craig Francis, and division manager, Jeff Smith, to speak on their behalf. I did want to thank you for approving their waiver of competitive examination. Just real briefly, both gentlemen have been working with the city for a few years, and both started as engineers in training. And from there, they moved on to become management analysts with the City of Tacoma. And then due to the business needs of the department, which is ever expanding in this field, these two positions were reclassified as IT analysts, and the approval that we were requesting was to place them permanently in those positions in lieu of going out and doing an open competitive exam and recruiting people when we had already identified the needs of the business and the candidates who we wish to remain in those positions. Would you like to?
Well, sure. First of all, thank you for your approval of the request. I guess I simply want to just say thank you. Robert and Michael are key to our business needs moving forward. They are application developers, and they basically maintain and manage 50 different application database applications, so they are critical for us moving forward as a department. So thank you.
Thank you. And both of you are here. Do either of you, would either of you like to say anything to the board? This is going to pass. I'll let you know that.
sure, I will. So I'm Robert Kinzel, and after 3.5 years, I continue to enjoy working at the City of Tacoma. I have a great supervisor, management team, and coworkers, and I see this as a good career development opportunity. Thank you for your approval.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Michael Sparkman. I originally jumped right into the city right after graduation, and I've been here for almost 4 years now, and it's really exciting. You know, it keeps me thinking. It's very challenging, and I look forward to continue working for the city, and I thank you for your approval.
Do you mind if I ask where you graduated from?
ITT Tech.
Okay.
In Seattle.
Thank you. Thank you.
Seattle. Madam Chair?
Yes, Board Member.
I just wanted to thank you for the excellent report. It's not often we get a 3-page report. It was very detailed, and I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
It is why we kept it short. Thank you so much. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Next item.
And it's why I didn't give you a hard time.
That concludes my report, Chair Summers. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, comments by the public. I know that we have at least one, so please feel free to come up and sit before us or address us.
Yeah, any mic will do.
Welcome.
Good evening, Madam Chair Summers and members of the board, HR Director. My name is Lieutenant Gregory. My comments are concerning the appeals of Lieutenant Satunsky and Lieutenant O'Brien. First off, I would like to apologize if I seem a little unprepared, as this process regarding the 2015 Captain Promotional Exam has occurred totally without my knowledge. I've only had a couple of days to process what the appellant parties have had months to prepare for. I believe this fact is important since I was the original complainant. I believe that my original complaint was the basis for HR Director and Fire Chief Duggan to remove Lieutenant Satunsky and Lieutenant O'Brien from the captain's eligibility list. I was not notified, interviewed, or notified of this appeal or these proceedings. In listening to the audio of the July 19th Civil Service Board, I was referred to, I believe, as Mr. X, who was unavailable or not present. I'm still employed with the City of Tacoma Fire Department, and I've always been available to discuss my complaint and the facts surrounding it. It's also concerning to me that I initially filed my complaint regarding the 2015 captain exam in accordance with the city personnel complaint process via the chain of command, and according to the audio pertaining to this case, it has been stated multiple times that my complaint was not considered a complaint. I find it very strange that Captain Boyer and myself met with Director St. Germain, Chief Duggan, and the local 31 principals on multiple occasions concerning my complaint, with a remedy enacted by the HR director with the approval of the fire chief, and yet there appears to be no knowledge of a complaint on my part. For the record, I had submitted a complaint through the chain of command as outlined in the policy, and my original complaint, I believe there's been additional information with supportive evidence brought forward to the city, the fire department, and local 31 that apparently was strong enough to warrant action on their part. I'm at a great disadvantage at this point, as I have not been afforded a fair and equitable opportunity to gather representation, present my testimony, call witnesses, or provide any supporting documentation. I strongly believe that you have only been presented with partial information regarding the 2015 captain exam and complaints that were brought forward, and I am requesting that you reconsider this matter and delay a final decision until you have had the opportunity to hear all of the pertinent details pertaining to this complex, multifaceted issue. I thank you for your time.
Thank you. Comments by board members?
Madam Chair.
Board Member Heller.
I would just like, I understand the concern and of Lieutenant Gregory. I just want to make sure that people understand, and maybe Lieutenant Gregory understands too, and I know this is complex. Per the rules, you know, you can complain in a variety of different ways, and there are three different complaints that I can think of readily from what you described to us here, and that is the complaint to your chain of command, a complaint or grievance through the union process, and then a complaint filed before the Civil Service Board. They're three completely different things. I know that may seem frustrating or confusing from an employee standpoint, but there are processes and procedures along with each one, and I would just in the future tell you to, you know, look at all the avenues available to you and maybe look at what you can have access to as an employee, that we went through the process of the Civil Service Board, which is very different from the two other processes, the through your chain of command and the grievance process. They're very appropriately separate. So with our process, which we had the findings of facts and the conclusions today, I understand your frustration, and I feel for you, but at the same time, I think that we appropriately completed our process with the information that was before us. That doesn't mean that you wouldn't have ability to go through and look and see if you felt that there was a violation of the civil service rules, but for what we heard, I just want you to know that we weren't keeping you at arm's length, that our process was completed in a separate fashion as it's designed to be.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes. So my response to that is I know that there is a complaint process and that there is an appeal process, and one which involves the Civil Service Board. We are instructed from day one to handle everything through our chain of command. Now, in the complaint process, it states that you need to go ahead upon speaking with your supervisor. If you're still not happy, then you can forward that. So that's what I, when I talk about that I've exercised my right to file this complaint through the chain of command, it went through the complaint process. So it went to my immediate supervisor. They did not feel comfortable. It was above their position to be able to handle it, so they forwarded it to the fire chief. The fire chief then in turn emailed me and stated that he had forwarded my complaint to the HR director. Now, at that point, we had several meetings, and then there was a resolution or there was an action, and it says that if you're not happy with the division or the department's head, then you can appeal it with the Civil Service Board. Well, when they came up with that decision, although I did not complain against that, they did what they did, and what unfolded took place. At that point, I was not aware that I needed to still appeal it with the Civil Service Board because there was corrective action taken. And as far as I was concerned, with the complaint process, that at that point, I was satisfied. I didn't have anything to move forward to the Civil Service Board, according to the complaint processes outlined in that policy. So that's the reason why I did not appeal it with the Civil Service Board. I was never instructed that I needed to make an appeal with the Civil Service Board. All I was instructed to do was, if I had a complaint, forward it through the chain of command, and then I'm relying on my supervisors to go ahead and guide me in the right direction. And I'm also relying on the city to go ahead and guide me as a concerned employee that was affected by this to guide me in the same direction. And apparently that's not exactly what took place here. So,
have you seen our findings of facts?
No, I have not seen. Like I said, I was just made
sure
aware of this.
I can courtesy call. I'd like to send a copy to the council for the parties before it's disseminated.
But we'll make sure that you also have a copy.
Could we hand him one?
Well, it's not final yet. Oh.
It's not final because
there were changes that were made at this
hearing.
Exactly.
And
I
understand the board wants a clean copy that's going to be formally adopted. So that will be done at the next hearing.
So we'll make sure that you see what we have decided, because I don't think it's a whole lot different than the process that you went through. It's just we saw it and in a measured way decided to do it as an appeal and come up with the facts. I think that would clarify some of your concerns if you saw what we actually concluded, because it's not saying that your complaint didn't go anywhere, and it shouldn't have. It just simply says this is what we saw when it came before the Civil Service Board as an appeal. It's almost like it's two different subjects, even though it's the same testing process. I understand that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Board Member Sexton.
Madam Chair, didn't these hearings used to be televised?
Yes, Board Member Sexton, they were.
It just seems like that would really help with the process.
We will take that under advisement.
Thank you.
Board Member Hanson, do you have any comments?
I have no comments, Madam Chair.
Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Seconded, and we're out of here. Thank you.
Now you can sit around.
Was that quick enough?